Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
It's EV news briefly for the 22nd of January. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, fear not. Let's get you up to speed in a jiffy. BMW is pressing ahead with its US EV factory plans. They were due to get cells from AESC, but they paused work on a $1.6 billion battery cell factory in South Carolina that was meant to feed BMW's Neue Klasse vehicles. Meanwhile, BMW tooled up Spartanburg to make those vehicles. BMW built a dedicated assembly plant in nearby Woodruff, but the cells weren't forthcoming. AESC will ship those cells from other locations, so things like the iX5 coming by the end of the year, iX7, all will be US-made by BMW. Volvo say they're about to roll out the single biggest over-the-air update history in automotive. So anything since 2020 and the XC40 Recharge that runs on Android is going to get an update over the air. And that's going to bring those cars up to the basically the same spec as if you walked in and bought a new 100 grand EX90. Now, the screen is smaller, the chips are slower, but essentially that then opens the door to rolling out Google's Gemini natural language voice assistant AI in your car. In a further update, 2.5 million vehicles will be a huge over-the-air update, and your six-year-old car will maybe feel a little bit newer. The European Union's small EV plan has won some support, but certain rules, the fine print, are worrying the car makers. This new M1E subcategory for cars under 4.2 metres is a great idea. There's all sorts of tax benefits you could have with it, and it could cost the car makers less to make those cars. However, some of the car makers like Renault and Stellantis are just starting to lobby on some of the local content rules. And so you have to make those cars, if it all comes to pass, in the EU with European parts. And they're saying, well, let's phase it in because we've got some Chinese bits in our, you know, cheap Dacias or something. And so we'll see where that one goes. Hyundai have rolled out the N version of the Ioniq 6. They've improved the Ioniq 5N, that simulated gear shift with the paddles. They've shortened the gear ratios on that, and they've just generally improved. I mean, the N brand is so interesting. They re-engineer the vehicles. They're physically wider. They've got the big spoiler. Really cool wheels and tyres on these, and that is now out. Kia is slashing EV prices back at home, though. Tesla started this. They dropped 10 million won off the Model Y, and so that's now 60 million won. And then BYD, at the bottom end, are coming in with cars like the Dolphin at $13,000 equivalent, and so Kia kind of being caught a bit cut in the middle, there, reducing their prices and trying to be more aggressive to stay number one at home. Scotland is putting £85 million into its EV charging push, part of its new budget. EV interest is outpacing sales at the moment. British car buyers spent more time searching for EVs on the internet last year than they did buy, but that's a good sign that people are doing their own research. The intent is there. There's electric buses coming to the Arriva network in the Netherlands. These new buses will run all day and then charge overnight in the depot. Rivian is reaching out to say if you wanted to buy a Ford F-150 Lightning for your fleet and Ford has scrapped it, come and buy a Rivian R1T. We've also got the electric delivery van from the Rivian vans that we will happily sell you. And finally, at the beginning of this month, a new all-electric car ferry in the northern area of Norway, where it's minus 13 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 25 degrees Celsius, took its first voyage. It's an all-electric car and passenger ferry in the harshest of conditions where diesel is normally the design choice, but following the cars, now the ferries are going all electric.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One. Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.